I know you love the sport. You love mixed martial arts. What did you think of Usman's performance and of him as a champion?
That is great performance. It was a good fight. I think it's a good testimony to his strength because he faced a lot of adversity in the first round. He was able to come back strong, and I think it will make him grow because it's easy to fight when everything goes well, but sometimes you have to face adversity and obstacle during your career. And now he had a big challenge, you know, when he got rocked, and he was able to come back. And this fight will make him a better fighter.
Yeah, I think so too. And yeah, he really was in trouble. Like, he got rocked. He gets hit behind the temple. He was staggered. I thought even for a second that, you know, the fight might be over when Gilbert was putting that pressure on him. When you look at him and the way that he has success, a lot of it in that fight is the jab, right? A lot of it is always talked about how this guy has incredible tempo and he's able to push a fight to the areas where he wants it and really stress guys out. When you watch him, like, and you compare yourself as a champion, what do you think he does better than you? And conversely, what do you think you do better than him?
We are both different style. I like the way he changed his style. He switched stance. He put a lot of great pressure on defense. He's a very good fence wrestler. He's great all-around fighter. You know what I mean? He's fantastic. I love watching him. He's a great fighter. You can't really compare. Every fighter is different. Me, I liked more, I would say, to get my takedown from the outside, and then I use a decoy to get in, or I use what I call a decoy, or when my opponent tried to hit me, I use the timing to try to get inside for my takedown. His takedown are more fence takedown, chain wrestling takedown. It's very good, you know. He's the best at what he does. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, man, he's been great, and he's a really good champion, and you saw his emotions after the fight where he's calling for respect, right? And I do think that he's right to a certain degree. I think that he gets hit. It's a natural comparison, not only because of the streak, not only because of the weight class, but the comparison just simply with, you know, I think he got hit with some of the same things you did, right? Where he pushes Jorge Masvidal up against the cage and gets his takedowns the way that you're talking about, and people say that it's boring. And I remember some of the same criticisms with you, where the dominance gets to a point where you execute your game plan and fans are saying, well, we want more finishes and we want more this. And so he was clearly letting a lot of emotions out. And I wonder what yours were like watching him and him passing the streak and sort of knowing, I know you had to know that this was going to be a thing now, that him passing the streak, it was going to be questions of who's the greatest and also whether you would come back and whether that this would be a possibility. Like, how are you feeling Saturday night when this was all done?
I was happy, you know, that the record are made to be broken. I had a chance when I was fighting in UFC. I had a chance to go for the title early on in my career, so a lot of my fights are title fights in my speech. You can't compare because it's a different time, different opponent, different challenge, you know? And I'm sure he will do a lot more than 13, you know? I see him doing... He's making his mark as maybe the greatest, or maybe one of the greatest one day. You know what I mean? If he keeps going like that, you know, he looks pretty good. He looks fantastic, you know. And he's making his mark. And you know, for me, just to tell you this, the greatest of all time for me, it's Royce Gracie. But if we put Royce Gracie today in nowadays competition, I don't think he will do well. Not because the fighters are better now, it's because now we have more knowledge, better equipment, more access to technology and everything. And it's the same thing. The fighters of today are better than the fighters of yesterday. They perform better, and the fighters of tomorrow will perform better than the fighters of today. And it's in fighting, we can't say, because it's very subjective, but if you don't believe what I'm saying, just look at the sport that, for example, you can't measure, like the sprinting, the race, the cyclist, the Olympic lifting. You can measure, and you have an evidence that the performance got better. Not because the athletes are better, it's because the technology, the knowledge, the things change. And as painful as it is for every athlete's ego, you have to bow down and say that, yes, my time is done, and things will get better and continue to get better. Of course, you cannot repeat things exactly the same that some people have done. Royce Gracie, for me, have done stuff that it's unbelievable. Like stuff that he did, it's never going to be done again because it's very unique to his time. What he did, it was never surpassed in my book to me. But if you talk about the improvement of the performance, I'm sorry to say, but you have to admit that the athletes now, they perform better than they were before. And if you don't agree with me, that means you insult the entire UFC roster. You know what I mean? It will continue to get better. As good as the guys are now, in a few years, maybe 20 years, they will be even better. So you cannot stop the progress. And I'm good with that, you know. And I don't mind being compared to Kamaru Usman. For me, it's a good thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's mean, they still think about me, of what I've done a few years back. So I'm happy.
Yeah, man. And I think that's a really incredible perspective to have. I guess the only difference between you and some of those other guys is, one, it really wasn't that long ago. You know, you didn't fight against Tank Abbott. Like, you know, you have been a fairly recent champion. And two is, like, anybody who follows the UFC, you have kind of been, like, the golden carrot for a while for a lot of guys. Like, Khabib has wanted to fight you, and he is right now the greatest pound-for-pound fighter on the planet. And a lot of people don't know necessarily how that fight would go. And now Kamaru Usman, who's probably, again, seen your Instagram where you're just, like, working out every day. Dude, you look like you're in phenomenal shape. I've heard you talk about your health and, you know, just the way that, you know, your stomach issues have come a long way. And, yeah, you don't feel removed, man. You still don't feel like it's over. And Kamaru said that he would let you skip to the front of the line if you wanted to try and get something done. Does something like that interest you at all? Like, because the way that you're speaking to us, it really does feel like maybe you have more closure with your career than even, I think, a few weeks ago when Khabib, like, it was discussed the potential of you guys fighting.
Well, it was discussed. It's never been discussed with me. The only time a potential fight was discussed seriously with me was before 2 years ago, like more than 2 years ago. We tried to make the fight with Khabib, and it was not happen. After that, it never been discussed except interviews and stuff like that. But the UFC says 2 years ago it was not. They didn't want to do it. So, you know, in my life, I don't wait for things to happen. You know, I try to create opportunities for myself, and if you wait for others to give you opportunity, sometimes it never comes. So I move on, and of course I will always train. But if you ask me if I want to come back try to put yourself in my shoes and try to come back. First, if I try to come back for a fight with Kamaru Usman, I would have to literally leave the country. You cannot train right now in Canada. There is the COVID. So I would have to bring my coaches somewhere, find a base camp, fly in some training partners, you know, because it's Kamaru Usman. You need to get ready. You know, you need a real training camp. So just that, leave my home, leave my family, my place. I'm very reluctant to do it. And I don't need to do it. I'm healthy. I'm wealthy. I'm, you know, it's not appealing to me to give that, to lose 3 months of my life of stress and everything for trying to get a win over Kamaru Usman. It's not. And as time passed by, it's getting less and less and less and less appealing. And I don't think there's anybody now that will make me come back. I'm good. And the situation also, the COVID, it doesn't help. So I will always train and I will always be in shape. And it seems to me that, seems to me like people, they want to see me go on my shield, you know? Like you see a lot of guys, they wait too long. They retire. They wait too long before to retire, and they kind of go on their shield. And I never want to do this. I want to compete on at my best. And now I'm at the point, I'm really asking myself the question, is my best years are behind me? It could be. And I always said myself, I don't want to compete if my best years are behind me, you know? So, because you reach a point, your knowledge always grow, but your physicality at one point diminish, you know? And I'm 39 years old, going to be 40 soon.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I do something, if I would have done something, I would have accepted something, it would have need to be something that it's really special for me, like really get me to the core of myself to get me the motivation. And I don't have the same motivation right now. It's not appealing for me. And I like to watch fight. I'm a big fan, but Saturday I was doing the commentating for a sport broadcast, to go back in there, I look at this with the stress and everything right now in my life, I'm like, hell no. I'm not doing it.
People miss you though, George, and like in throughout everything you just said, like it sounds pretty definitive, but not 100%, right? That's what a lot of UFC fans, a lot of mixed martial arts fans in this country, across the world, are hanging their hats on. And you aren't yet 40. You're 40 in the spring, and like JD said, you look great. Like, I don't know. It's not fair to have you put a percentage chance on it, but there is something that would have you return, right?
Well, I right now it's less and very less likely. The way you do, I don't know how people do business, but I'm gonna tell you how what happened. More than 2 years ago, we tried to make it with Khabib. We said, hey, we're ready to go, blah, 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 let's go under these conditions, these terms. The UFC refused. Now, more than 2 years have passed. You cannot, when you make business, you say, oh, you want to buy my car for that much, okay, and then 2 years, if you refuse my offer, then you cannot come back 2 years after and say, hey, finally, the offer you made me, I will take it and come back. It doesn't work like that, you know, times has passed, and you know, my life's not the same as it was when I 2 years ago, the universe has changed, so to speak, you know what I mean? So, that's how it works, you know what I mean? Man, for now, to go back for Kamaru, I'm very happy for what he does, for what he have achieved. But to go back and lose three, you know, to give 3 months of my life, put myself in training camp to trying to get a win against Kamaru Usman, it doesn't get me motivated, you know. Like, and I don't know if there is anybody that will anything that will give me motivated to go back to competition now. I'm not sure.
Yeah, man, and here's the thing, is like, you sound like you're in a fantastic place, you look like you're in a fantastic place, like you're almost, it's almost to your detriment that you're in such incredible shape and you are always training and people can just, you know, look
mixing
at
an
you.
Ice cream.
Right, yeah, like maybe just, you know, take it back a notch because people keep looking at you and your body.
Yeah, but
and your
guys,
yeah.
Guys, I stop you right now because people are like, oh, you're in great shape. Listen, when you get into... If I would have to fight, like, I'm not in fighting shape. I'm in great physical condition. It's a different ballgame. Ask any professional athlete if I have to go fight, and if I would have to, I would have to take that very seriously. I'm not a fool. I'm not gonna. Oh, okay, let's go fight. It's not only the fight. It's the whole preparation. It's the sparring, the training, and all that. And now the infrastructure of the country, where I am right now, I cannot even train right now. I cannot even spar. I haven't sparred for a long time. The gyms are closed now. Like it's literally illegal to train. And when you come in the country, you have to do a quarantine. So how do you want me to build up a training camp under these conditions? I can't do it. I would have to move away, which is something I never done. Go do some base a training camp somewhere else. It's a headache. On top of the fact that only to put me back in a training camp in a regular situation, I have many obstacles that many other athletes does not have, that it's a disadvantage right now for me to I don't have the infrastructure for a training camp. Yeah, I can do physical conditioning, like to get in shape, and I will always be in shape, not because I have a fight, but to get ready for a fight, it's a different ball game. It's you need sparring, I'm taking it very seriously. You know, a lot of guys, they don't, but me, if I do something, I do it well, and I do it 100%. Never I will have the audacity trying to think that, oh, I can beat Kamaru Usman if I just come back by being in good physical condition. No. If I do that, I would have to get into a sparring and training and hardcore stuff, you know, like I do, like I always done. And is that part of the preparation that first I don't have now the infrastructure to do it right now? And I don't have the motivation to simply do it as well for trying to get a win against Kamaru Usman or anybody else in the division. I lost my motivation a little bit.
Yeah, man. And again, like you said, you're well off. You know, you don't need this fight for money. You're someone who's always been cerebral, and you've always thought, you know, ahead in terms of, you know, where you were at, where your head was at, where you needed to be. And that counts because, yeah, like you said, you can't have one foot in, one foot out and step into an octagon against the champion, especially when you haven't, you know, fought at welterweight since 2013. And you mention all of the challenges when it comes to training and all of those things. Like, of course, man, I don't think that, you know, even your fans want to see you back in the octagon when you seem to be in such a good and healthy place, and both mentally and physically. I think that the only thing that
exactly,
yeah.
If I ever, like, for the fans, I would like for the fans, and especially not for the fans, only for myself, I would never dare to go back and do things halfway if I have to go back and fight. This is not a game; it's a very serious business. And if you're not prepared, you can get hurt and you could possibly die. You know, I'm very serious. It's or you can have substantial damage that will cause your death in many years or different problem linked to brain trauma. So this is for me very serious. Yeah, of course, people are like, oh, you seem in good shape. Yeah, maybe if I had the motivation and I want to switch my mindset and put myself in a training camp with the motivation, I could probably do it, but I just simply don't feel like it right now. It's not appealing to me.
Yeah, and man, again, all of this makes sense, and no one wants to see you in the same situation as like Anderson Silva, right, where, you know, during my life, you know, Anderson Silva was the best I had ever seen, and now it's very sad, frankly, watching him fight and see him as a shell of himself and see his chin in the place that it is and wonder about those long-term questions. The difference with you, though, man, and I guess what makes me a little sour as a fan of yours is that it feels like all of the greatest champions, and you are one of them, like, it doesn't matter how we break down this greatest of all time debate, there's no question that you are one of the greatest mixed martial artists to ever live. And you, at one point, did want that Khabib fight, and you did express interest in it. And it really feels like the promotion, like you said, never gave you that opportunity, despite it being something that Khabib wanted himself. And I know there was some... that Dana White was upset about the way you left after you beat Michael Bisping. And it really does feel like, for, again, a lot of your fans, that because you are someone that has not been able to be controlled, that there has been a little bit of, you know, vindictiveness from the side of the UFC, that it just, you haven't been shown the same respect as a lot of the other great champions. And that's why when I see the Kamaru Usman comments by Dana where he says it's inevitable, you're right. Like, I like hearing it from you where you say that fighters now are better and that you're humble and that you're comfortable with your place in history and want the sport to thrive and get better. It's just that you read those comments from someone like me anyways, and it just feels like you didn't get to choose your closure in a certain way, and that the UFC did, and that a lot of it had to do with things that were not involved with your abilities as a fighter. And I wonder if you feel the same way too, if you have that closure, like your relationship between you and the promotion.
It could be frustrating for the fans and even for the athlete, but what I've realized is Dana White is a promoter, and the fight game, it's always about what's next, because it's a business. It's never about what was before. I'm in the past right now. Kamaru Usman is in the future. And even Kamaru Usman, one day, when he hang up his gloves, he will have to accept the hard reality that he will be surpassed by someone else in the future. And it's sometimes it could be painful, but you need to accept it. And if you don't accept it, and you try to fight it up, and you don't respect the sport. And when I say don't respect the sport, try to fight, and not getting prepared as you should be. But you're gonna pay the price and get knocked out. And if you get prepared and you strive to hang out too long, but time will catch you back, and time will catch you and will make you pay the price as well. So we're all in the same situation. It's just a rhythm. It's a circle that is forever going around, and every fight athlete go through the same thing. You know, they have a rise, they go to a rise, then they have a long reign, and then after the long reign, sometimes it's the decadence. You know, it's like if you look at the stage of an empire, the same thing. If you're smart when you're an athlete, you don't want to go through the decadence. You stop before the damn decadence, and that's what I did. I didn't want to go through that decadence, because time, nobody can beat time. Everybody can be catched by time, and sometimes you can have a false feeling of confidence. And if you start taking fight by not getting prepared well, you will pay the price as well. So it's either your arrogance or the time that will catch you back. And I didn't want that to happen to me.
George, great perspective. We really enjoyed having you on to hear that perspective. And, you know, if we don't talk to you before May, happy 40th birthday as well. Thanks for doing this, George.
Thank you, my friend. And, yeah, all the young fighter that listen to me, you know, like this is not a game. It's not a game that you can hang out too long in this. Compete, chase your dream, make it big. Use, you know, take every, like live every day, every moment that you have like it's the last one. But when you've made your money, you have accomplished what you want, get the hell out of here, because it's you're gonna get hurt if you try to hang out and you lose the motivation. It's time to go. You'll know. You know, don't try to force it and try to hang out there, and otherwise you pay the price, and you'll pay from your health. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, it's a great message, and it was a real honor having you on today, George.
Wisdom and experience.